Good morning. Where's Zini? Why is she not? With her mom.
All right.
All right, let's greet ourselves. Let's go around. Let's greet ourselves. Boy, okay, I don't want to greet people. All right, good morning. Habakkuk, what are you doing? Huh? I can't hear you from there. Recording. All right, please come on, sit down. Amen. Amen. I'm so happy to see everyone. I think everyone is done with jam now. Is anybody still writing jam? Everyone is done with jam. Okay. When is the result coming out? Said 4 days, Abby. You've not seen. Okay. Did they give a date for when the result will? Okay. Well, in general, how is it? Huh? What people that wrote jam? And I said, how's your jam? What's that smile mean to me? What was your center? Agigi. Wow. So you can't go to Agigi by yourself. You can't go to Agigi by yourself. Inside. Okay. As well. People need to. Is there anybody that? That's another conversation. Don't worry. We'll have an extensive conversation on that one later. You know, you need to know how to do things for yourself. Yet, if you want to protect yourself, it's better to protect yourself with pepper spray than with some other avenues. Get. Are we together? Yeah. All right. So today we'll be talking about. I just want to talk briefly about. Elizabeth, it's nice to see. Why is it? Victor. I know Elizabeth. What's her name? Ah, sorry. I'm sorry, Victoria. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Victoria, for mixing up your names. Your name. I mixed up your name with her. All right. So all of you are now looking back. I see. Victoria, it's nice to see you. You wrote Jamb. How was it? Okay. All right. So today I want to talk about... Chisoma, are you still doing lesson? To WAEC? Okay. So we spoke about we're speaking about focus for a while, but I think I've said everything I need to say. Or well, not everything that there is to be said, but just everything I need to say. So today I want to talk about thinking like an adult. Are we together? Are we together? All right, cool. It might be a new series. I'm not sure. For the workers' meeting. This workers' meeting is like, I don't know. Because most of you are not workers, so it's like, but it's good that you're here. That's what did I say? Thinking like an adult, yeah. So we'll start this new conversation of thinking like an adult, you know. We speak about it all the time, and in fact, it's even one of the major themes of this ministry. Praise God. Are we together? It's one of the major themes of this ministry, you know. Today is going to be, by the grace of God, we're going to have a very fantastic time during the service today. Yeah, so let your expectation be up. All right. It's one of the major themes of this ministry in terms of what we are, how we communicate. Are we together? Right. One of my major desires or areas of focus is to train you guys to become very fantastic adults. There's a lot that is riding on it, you know. The future children will thank God that you came to this church again. And even besides that, many people will be grateful, you know, that you came to this church because the quality of your soul would be, don't be distracted. Let the baby talk. That's what the baby is doing. You get, the baby is trying to, it's not a bad thing. The quality of your soul would be upgraded. Are we together? Let me also say, please don't feel like you're too old for this place. It's your flesh. Are we together? It's flesh. There's nothing there. It's your, it's that desire. You want to be, you know, you're just misbehaving. You know, you're just misbehaving. It's nothing serious. Aside from the fact that the word of God is the same, I don't even think that in this ministry that you are treated like children. Abby? Abby, no. You get how many? If you are treated like children, why would we be saying that we'll be fasting for 50 days in June? You get how many adults do you know, have you ever met in your life that fast for 50 days? You get have any of you met any adult personally? Anyone? You know, it's all raising there. It's possible now. You are raising hand. Okay. Elizabeth, you too. Did you raise your hand? Okay. So, it's not that many. It's not that many. By the way, that fast is like we are pushing it forward. So we'll start from May. Why you say ah? Why you say ah? Like we'll start from May. I'm trying to. There's something I've not announced yet. When I announce that, you guys will shout. Don't worry, but I've not announced it yet. So we'll start. Most likely will start in May. I just don't know when in May we'll start, but most likely we'll start in May. So just prepare your mind. Prepare your mind and be. So if you're feeling like, you know, oh, I'm getting too old, you know, Your flesh is just misbehaving. Trust me, it's just misbehaving. You don't need to allow your flesh to misbehave like that. Are we together? When it's time for you to go, you will go. I guess everything is, nobody is trying to. God has blessed me enough to heal my heart from all that nonsense. If I don't mind talking to only one person. Yeah. So, the aim, right, is to build a sense of responsibility. You know, everybody say responsibility. Yeah, responsibility. Responsibility. It's very important that you are responsible from a very young age. You know, especially because some of the things that we've spoken about, if you don't take your destiny or your life, you know, into your own hands, I understand that you're ultimately the major reason for where you end up in life is you. Where you started, you didn't choose it. You didn't choose it. God that chose it. All right. It's not even men that chose it. It's God that chose it. Please, did you hear what I said? All right. But you see, where you will end is up to you. You get my point. All right. So, you have no choice about where you start. No matter where it is, no matter how high or low you might perceive it to be. But where you will end is ultimately your choice. You're the one deciding. Nobody can make you do what you don't want to do. Are we together? Are you hearing me? Nothing can, you know, even if bad things should happen to you, you still have the choice to decide how you are going to respond. Are we together? For low things as high things, you know, everybody can. There are people in life that were molested when they were young and they've gone past it. Are we together? Huh? There are people in life that they didn't molest them. They told them your nose is ugly. And now they are still trying to prove that their nose is not ugly. Are we together? All right? It's choice. You can choose the one you want. All right? So, that's one of the major themes, you know, is to make you, from a very young age, grow a sense of responsibility. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, your soul already wants that. Your soul has, in fact, your soul started wanting it from like 4 or 5. You know, eventually you woke up one day and you said, let me bath myself. Happy now? Yeah. You know, even till now, you want to assert your own independence. Praise God. All right? Just that unfortunate, you are still under parents. You know? And so your parents are dulling you. Your parents, both your physical and your spiritual parents, me included. Yes. Those that we are dulling you. We are not allowing you express your real self. Happy now? Okay. So, that desire is in all of us. It's always in us, and it begins to manifest. But you see, that desire is there doesn't mean that the desire is legitimate. Are we together? Huh? That you like a girl doesn't mean that she's your wife. I guess. But you know, that like, you can be dreaming and be seeing her in your dream, you know. Anytime she comes close to you, heart to be beating. Bang, 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 bang. You know. But you know, that way your heart is feeling. You can go and meet that girl now, and the girl, who are you? I don't know you. Come and get out of here. You know. It doesn't translate. How you are feeling is how you are feeling. You get my point, right? It doesn't mean that the world will revolve around how you are feeling. Are we together? All right. Which is, in this topic of thinking like an adult, this is one of the first things you need to understand. Yeah? Are you hearing me? The world doesn't revolve around your feelings. Okay? As a matter of fact, people don't care about how you feel. Your feelings don't matter in the scheme of things. Are we together? Your feelings don't determine whether you pass an exam, whether you fail an exam. Your feelings don't determine whether they'll fire you from job, whether you'll be kept on the job. All right, your feelings don't determine whether you make a success out of your life or be a failure. Are we together? If feelings mattered, God would be wicked because, you know the amount of people that are saying God, Baba, I beg every day, you know? Are we together? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. Now, what you will notice is that people that intensely pray to God for money are usually the ones that don't have money. Are you with me? Like intense, like every day. Oh God, provide. Oh God, do this for me. They're usually the ones that lack the most. Because God too does not care about your feelings. Praise God. So, the first deception, all right, that you need to overcome on the journey to beginning to think like an adult is to first understand how to just reduce how much you put into your feelings. Amen. Why do young people make mistakes? There's only one reason why young people make mistakes: emotion. Every mistake that you're going to make in life is because of the emotion. Are we together? Don't think that people, you know, I've told people this thing before. Don't think that when people go to war, people don't fight because of serious issue. If people are serious, they will rarely fight. Because in life, most things can be negotiated. Are we together? Huh? People fight. The apostle said that why are there wars among you? It's because of lust. You lost in your heart. It's intense emotion that causes fight. Yet when emotions are out of control, things like ego, pride. Are we together? Are we together? Ego, pride, that's what causes fights amongst human beings. If people have mastery over their emotions, even though they don't like themselves, they will not fight. You know, you can't. How many of you have tried calling someone and say, "Look, you don't like me, I don't like you. It's fine. Just stay in that part. I'll stay in this part. I'll do this one, you do this one. And we'll dwell in peace." And then you can have that conversation with someone. Or you say, "Just do your own. You know. I want to give an example, but might be too. Typically, when you want to negotiate peace, maybe two communities are fighting. Hausa, Yoruba, maybe in one community they are fighting. You know. Typically, when they want to, you should see all those kind of negotiations when the two community leaders will come together. Maybe the governor will bring them together. That conversation is a very boring conversation. The outcome of the meeting is not to smile. They're not smiling in that meeting. The outcome of the meeting is How can we just stop killing? Or how can this fight stop? And I mean, you need to experience it. You need to experience such a meeting to understand what I'm saying. But you can see somebody that is your enemy, and you'll be there, you'll sit down like this, you'll sit down like this, people will be discussing business. You get? Now that's how to think like an adult. The first thing, you need to remove emotion. You need to downplay emotion. Just downplay it. It will always be there. So I'm not saying don't have emotions. What I'm saying is downplay emotions. Are we together? Eh? Never trust your feelings. Your feelings are not reliable. Praise God. That you think people don't like you doesn't mean people don't like you. You get. Never say, oh, nobody likes me. How do you know? I just know. You know, the moment something is intense, be skeptical. You get. All right? Amen. Listen, I've not even started letting out to say. But the moment, you know, something is intense, I'm just trying to teach you how to control your emotions. The moment something is intense, you know, maybe that party is like, ah, I really want to go for this thing. There's a trap there. You are most likely making a mistake. Are we together? Are you hearing me? And that mistake can be costly. God is protecting you, but don't allow, you know, the protection finish. Because there's some protection that if you insist on something, eventually it will happen. You get so. Don't be too insistent on having your own way. Very dangerous. So the moment you just feel intense, you know what I'm talking about now. Do you know what I'm talking about? You know, the moment you just feel intense decision, maybe you just see something, it's just intense. Just be skeptical. You know, most likely you're making a mistake. You get. So that's the first thing. You need to gain mastery over your emotions. But it's a journey. But at least the first thing is to just understand that you should not. Please, what's time? Are we 12:25 yet? Not yet. You just need to gain that mastery over your emotions. Praise God. And you can do it now. There's nothing there. Again, all the people that you think are advanced or something, they're not advanced. It's just this thing that they do. Yeah, they're not rash. They don't make decisions in a rash way. Yet. For instance, let me tell you one of the ways that your emotions will be controlling you. I call you now and I say, go to that site and bring my phone. And then you just run and start running to that site. You even ask, which side are you talking about? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right? That's emotion. Because you just want to be doing something. You want to show that you are active. You get? All right? You should be able to think and say, okay, well, what do you mean? Ask questions and say, all right, what do you mean about this thing? You know. But anyway, that's by the way. Are we together? Are we together? All right, cool. let's pray because it's like I just want to start. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. Ask, Lord, that as we continue this conversation, that's you shall sow something in our hearts that will last forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Paul said something at a point in time. He said that when I was a child, who can read that scripture for us? I thought like a child, spoke like a child. Someone should read that scripture for us. You can get the mic. Or you can use the mic. Are you doing reading? Who is reading for us? Who is there? Who knows the scripture I'm talking about? But I don't know. It's because the people are not reading on Bibles. Hold on, before you speak, you guys are not reading your Bibles as much as you should be. Are you guys hearing me? Huh? Please take this as a charge. You really need to read your Bibles. Are we together? You really need to, it's important. It's very important. I tell you the truth, it's very important. It's everything. Okay? You're almost illegitimate as a Christian if the Bible is not in your heart. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, this chapter, this verse, but at least you should know, you should be familiar with the Bible. You know, you waste time. Because there's a lot of deception. We'll look at that later. All right.
When I was a child, I spoke and taught and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away charges.
All right. So when I was a child, I spoke, I taught, I reasoned like a child. Are we together? So there are three things in that verse. What are the three things? I thought and I reasoned like a child. Huh? Are we together? Now that I've grown up, what did he do? So what are the childish things that he put away? Can we say the three things? And reasoning like a child, all right? So, you notice he didn't say, when I was young, I felt young. Now that I'm old, I feel old. Are we together? All right? What's he talking about? The state of the soul is manifested in those three areas. Are we together? There's the speaking. There's the thinking, there's the reasoning. Now, reasoning is the creative part of thinking. Meaning, even though they didn't give you the specific thing to do or to say, you would think something out. Just that part of you that thinks something out. Do you get what I'm saying? All right. Now, the way you quantify or the way you know the state of a soul is in those three things. It's in speaking, it's in the thinking, it's in the reasoning. Are we together? And so, the moment or when the soul is childish in speaking, or when the person is childish in speaking, when the person is childish in thinking, and when the person is childish in reasoning, that person is treated like a child. Are we together? The moment the soul of the person matures and then the speaking of the soul changes, the thinking of the soul changes, the reasoning, then the person communicates to the environment that they are now grown. Are we together? Now, the reason why Jesus was treated the way he was treated at home is because at 12 years of age, he was not talking like a child. What do 12 years old talk about? Huh? Games. What else? Huh? Movies. All right? What else? Phone. Food. Okay? 12:29. Ah, you didn't do your job. What else? Cartoon. Right? What else? Fountains. People are just saying things generic. I'm saying what else. I want to say something specific. Just what's a 12-year-old today now? If you try to have a conversation, carry a 12-year-old from that street, what will you be talking about? Eh? Football. Game. What kind of game? COD. Okay. Eh? Free Fire. Okay. Is that a game? What game is that? It's like COD. The lower version of COD. Do you guys play it? I just discovered yesterday that people, a lot of people play COD in Nigeria. The one on mobile phone, Abi. Do you guys play Fortnite too? Or PUBG? Does anybody in this church play COD? No, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Playing game is not is not a bad thing if you. It's just like any other. It's like watching movie, TV. It's not a bad thing. It's just that if you're addicted and, you know. Does anybody play COD in he wants to start. Any other person? Your phone did not carry it again. Okay. I just discovered there's actually a huge community of COD people in. And it's young. That's. So on phone, do you guys also chat on COD? I see that face to face, right? So the mobile phones too have chat options, voice chat. I didn't know that though. I mean, I thought it was just the PlayStation ones that had voice chat. Even the mobile phone ones still have voice chat. Wow. And it's totally free, Abi. You're not paying anything. I know. You can pay for boxes, all those things, but you can essentially play the whole game free. It's free to play. Okay. That's interesting. I just found out yesterday that it's actually... All right, that's cool. So, imagine now that... You know, those are the normal things that would only be in the mind of a 12-year-old, right? But Jesus was talking about ministry. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? All right? Now, when one... Who is leading us in prayer? All right. So when one is talking about ministry at 12 years of age, what that would mean is that the way his parents would be shocked, they would have to think and say, what is this guy really saying? Are we together? All right? So, in that whole concept of being like an adult, if what you begin to speak, how you begin to think, and how you begin to reason matches that of what we expect to see from an adult, what will happen is that your environment will adapt. There's nothing that can't happen to you. Are we together? Huh? I guess you know what I'm saying. There's nothing that can't happen to you. It's about what is happening in the soul. You get. Don't think that you will wait till my age, right, to be as advanced in my career as I am. Do you understand my point? Huh? That's not how the thing works. Especially in this kind of society that, unfortunately, a lot of us have a very wrong mental association with adulthood. We expect things to happen too late in life. You get? Right. Other societies where people are thinking, you know, by 18, you're already seeing people take on huge responsibilities. It used to be like that in Nigeria. The original military leaders, other general go on them. Those guys led Nigeria in their early 30s and stuff like that. Again, all right. But the issue is that there's a way it gets. And that's what I want to talk about. There's a way. There's a kind of speech. Huh? Especially speech, because you see, speech is a result of what you are thinking. So even though I don't know what's in your heart, I can tell by how you are talking. Are we together? All right? In my office this week, this last week that just passed, they said, okay, you know what? Let's be calling people into the Monday management meeting. You know, where you have directors. Let's be calling normal people. That's all. So it don't be like we're just the exclusive ones. We want it to be a more happening environment. All right? So we've been doing that for a while now. And we called, it's 2 people per week. You know. And this meeting is like the meeting on Monday where we discuss the direction that the business is going. Meaning, are we going to make salary this month? Because, you know, you can't pay salary if you're not making money. Right? So it's that kind of meeting, you know. And I think at the meeting itself, for this April, it's looking like if you know hit that sales target, what we get, you know. So is everybody is smiling, you know, but people are not really smiling like that, you know. And so we said, let's call this guy. And the guy came. And after we spoke, the guy said, I want to make a point. And one of the new people that we called. The guy said, I just want to thank you guys for this weekly lunch that we now have in the office. But can we add beer to it? You know? That we appreciate it though, but can we add beer to it so that on Fridays people just come and drink and have fun and, you know. And everybody was just laughing. And they said, okay, yes, we'll look at it, you know. Later that day, my MD now called me and I said, look at how this one is thinking. We called this person and this is what he's talking about in sales meeting, commercial meeting, you're bringing beer, you know. And our finance director for Africa was on that call. You know, the guy is situated in Kenya, you know. And that guy, there's nothing he wants to do. He can't be promoted in that office yet, because if I were to advise him, I'd just say, okay, in this office, your chances of moving up are gone. Just look for a job somewhere else, you know. But I can't tell him that. I still have to be looking at him every day. But the reality is that he can't move up again. There's nothing else to happen. Because that thing he has is like over all the but the people that will decide, you have just shown them that you are thinking like a crazy person. Are we together? That's what speech does. When you don't know how to talk like a serious person. I get. And I've been in situations where I tell you the truth, you know. you know? I tell you the truth, you know, I've been in situations where it's just because of how I spoke, people started seeing me as one kind of sound person, you know. Anyway, so we'll continue. Let's pray.